All right, we're officially recording. It's not exactly how I envisioned this. I'm already pissed off. I'm already frazzled. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. I hate everything about this. But this is a special episode. I don't even know what to call it. I think I titled it Matt and Christian, A True Bromance. But as I try to figure out that, yep. So this is the Dat Master. This is Christian. We're kind of just going to talk about like work, life.
What's up, people?
We got shot glasses to do our energy drink taste test. We got like six bangs in the freezer or the fridge. And I don't know. We're just going to
Also have matching t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Hellfire Club.
Hellfire Club. 100%.
I had envisioned this about like trying to figure out how to get like each of us have a microphone, and we had technical issues. So hoping for the best. But why don't you like introduce yourself and tell us who you are? What the fuck? Why am I here?
What's up, guys? I'm Christian. Met Matt when?
Right, January 24th was my first day.
Wow,
work.
That's an exact
So what do you date. What do you do at Mitchell's?
Mitchell's Stores. We met at Mitchell's.
I remember I remember vividly.
Oh yeah. Tell the story. You tell the story.
I'm walking. I think we were going past like the back door, and you were coming towards us, and we introduced ourselves. You had a mask on. I think your hair was down. You had that like orange jacket, and you had camo pants. At least,
oh yeah,
you
yes.
definitely had camo pants.
Yes,
on.
I had the camo
and
pants.
I think you had. I remember something was orange, and you were just like,
"That's hysterical."
You just introduced yourself, and I think you were like, "Yeah, I don't know much about campus ship, but I can help you if you need it." And I was like,
"Oh, wait, UPS World
yeah,
Ship."
Yeah, World Ship. There you go. World Ship. Yeah. And then the other first time I met you, it was you were like, "Yeah, that's Chelsea and Cooper. We're all C initials." And I was like, "Okay, that's cool." Like, but Taylor's also works here, and she fucks it up. Because she's not a C. I was like, all right, cool.
She's part of the team. So,
yeah. Yeah. Like a C, 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 and then T. And I was like, all right, cool.
And then I introduced you to your own boss.
That was like the running joke for the first. We went upstairs for something. Hysterical. And you were talking to Karen. You go, do you know Karen? And I was like, I didn't know if you were joking. And I was like, yeah, it's my boss.
And I tried to play it off. And joke. I was like, oh, this is awkward.
But like, what do you do at Mitchell's?
It's funny. Just my title sounds interestingly official. It's called I'm a men's digital style advisor, where I help guys out of our market purchase high-end clothing or accessories, bags, shoes.
Is it only jewelry. Guys out of our market?
Yeah, I mean, I've helped some guys in our market who have stopped in, who drove. Actually, what this guy took a four-hour bus ride from DC, right? Remember that?
That's crazy.
To try on a suit for his wedding.
What counts as out of market? If somebody's in Hartford, they're not going to come down to the store most
they're
likely.
Technically, I mean, if we're talking like technicalities, like miles radius, they're probably considered out of market Hartford because it's like hour plus away.
Yeah.
Like New York City to our store would be out of market. New York City to Richard, which is our store in Greenwich, would be kind of actually out of market as well. Depending on, I mean, we have tons of people that come from the city to Greenwich.
How many stores do we have?
Eight. We have three stores in the East Coast, Huntington, Greenwich, Westport, five in the West Coast, T-Guard, Bridgeport.
It's still weird when I hear Bridgeport. I'm like,
Bridgeport, Connecticut. Yeah, exactly. So we have T-Guard, Seattle, Palo Alto, San Francisco.
How many of them, what are there, three Wilkes and two Marios?
Yes.
Mario, Seattle, and Portland?
Portland. That's the one I'm forgetting. Exactly. So Portland, Seattle, T-Guard, San Francisco, and Palo Alto. Wilkes is Palo Alto, San Francisco, and then Mario's is the other three.
And you came from clothing, right? You worked at Vineyard Vines?
Yeah, I worked at Vineyard Vines, Pink Whale.
Like it's still weird for me. I never worked in clothing. So to see all this shit.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I always liked clothes. I mean, I liked clothing in that kind of like realm of work and style. Only when I started at Vineyard Vines. I started there at 2013. I was 17 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Those
fucking young kids.
Yep. I was, and I left in 2021. So I was there for a solid almost 9 years, eight years.
You started, this sounds really, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it's weird that I know your anniversary is what, May 28th?
What?
When you started? What's your anniversary?
My anniversary with my wife. I just got married 2 months ago, June 5th. I have two kids. I'm a kid myself. So
but you started at Mitchell's when? May?
I started Mitchell's May 28th, 2021. Yeah. It's
disgusting. I know that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, and then I'm also sober, which is pretty fun.
For what, like 11 minutes now? You just had a beer before we started.
I'm hammered.
How long have you been sober?
So I got sober in 2018, December 15, 2018. I had some rough patches in life, as most of us do. But I had to kind of step back from alcohol and all that wild stuff kids are doing nowadays.
Kids,
yeah.
You're one of the kids.
But I mean, it's brought me everything I have today. I do work a 12-step program, all that good stuff. But I'm not really, I'm open about it. It's like a stranger asked or whatever.
Literally. You're not even, like, you have no idea. Like, if somebody just starts working, they'll be like, hi, I'm Christian, I'm sober. Let's talk about it. Pull out his handy fucking blue book or whatever the fuck.
Oh, my goodness. The big book, they call it. Yeah.
You're one of those fucking guys. It's like, for people who listen to this and know me, you might know Hector. You're like, literally the same person. It's like, you're always talking to somebody. You're both brown.
That's also
he's Puerto Rican, you're Ecuadorian.
Yeah,
same thing. It's the same stuff. But like, you're always talking to somebody. It's got like the magnetic fucking personality.
Oh man, it is that constant need of
attention.
I guess intention, just stimulation. Just always need to do something. But I think I've always been that way since I can remember.
That's funny because I'm the total opposite. I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
to
well, it's remarkable. I think we constantly touch upon this, like.
You touch upon a lot of stuff.
But it's how you and I connect, right? Because, like, if you put two of us in the same room with 100, like, maybe, like, 25 other people, those other 23 people would not put two and two together as friends.
Yeah.
And have, like, confided in each other and told each other just anything. I think that's just hysterical.
I have a bad memory of, like, everything in between. So, I was like, I don't really remember, like, when we started like really hanging out.
Oh, you have a bad memory in terms of
like I remember exactly when
so you had a specific bad memory. Like, oh,
I do. So I'll walk down the stairs and be like, what did I come down here for? But like, I remember when we met and I remember like blending. That was like the first thing we did together.
Well, if you pull up your TikTok, I'll probably let you know
when we didn't started doing. Yeah, that's true too. But like, I don't remember like.
If you check out his TikTok, I'm probably featured on.
Like I would. More that's why. That's where you might know him. If you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, like the first one I posted of you on Instagram, that's a good indication. It was when we were making smoothies.
100%.
It was.
Oh, but yeah. So I guess it wasn't really an approved purchase, but why not in life?
You know? March 31st.
I was just saying, it definitely was like.
So March. About 2 months.
Yeah.
January to February, February to March.
So I got this called the Blend Jet 2. I'm not getting paid to say this, but that's the picture. Buy it. It is. Reliable, useful.
You don't need the extra camo feature.
You don't
save,
need the extra
you can
camo
save
feature.
$20.
You can save about $15 just getting a solid color and calling it a day. And the insulation pack you don't really need.
You're on here once.
Blends just about whatever you need. You can make guacamole to smoothies. You can make
what about guacamole smoothies?
That sounds unfortunately really good. We should try those one.
I'm a picky eater. I'm not a big guacamole guy.
But yep. Blend Jet 2, really, really dope. And I have a child who hopefully is not crying. She's sleeping. I'm very loud, so if I don't wake her up. But
he is very loud.
But we're going from Blend Jet to my children. I have two children. One's 4 years old, and both girls. The other one is currently sleeping. Let's hope she does for
a
while.
She's gonna be
a year this month on the 24th.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I feel like we literally just had her. Which is crazy. Kids are pretty humbling. You definitely push in your place in some weird ways.
I was playing with her while you were taking a shower and she's like the most adorable thing
ever. Yeah, right. She has her like, personality and everything now.
Yeah. It was amazing. So what was your first thought of me?
First
piece of shit?
I mean, yeah, POS. No, I'm kidding.
So I was like, I don't know. Everyone had the mask like, on. So it was like, because yeah, I like, come from like RH and Crate and Barrel where there was like most like 20, 30 people. I met like 50,
easily,
60 people like my first day. And I was like, I don't remember anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so fucking insane.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not like trying to say this like to my own horn, but like whenever I meet people, like I'm not really a judgy person. I don't like, unless like you kind of rub me the wrong way or you do something to me that like makes me feel some sort of way, like personally.
Yeah.
I mean, even then it's like, whatever, people are people. But,
I thought, you were
I just like, I like to welcome new people, you know? Cause like, that's how I would want to be treated. Which is why I was like, yo, like if you need help with UPS, I got you.
How were you welcomed? In 2021.
I was chucked down the stairs, actually. Just thrown. No, I'm kidding.
Because we work in the corporate office.
Yeah, so well, yeah. So there's the HQ is in Westport.
See how he just took it over?
The storefront is obviously up top, or like the sales floor, like a storefront is. But then when you go downstairs is where Matt and I work.
It's a linear store. So there's one floor, but it's like fucking gigantic.
Oh, it's Matt. Yeah, I don't even know the square feet, to be quite honest. I wish I did.
It's a lot. And then, so you go downstairs, and the whole corporate offices are there, like the accounting offices, all of the little fucking cubicles.
They're all cubes,
the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then you walk towards the back door, and then if you turn the corner, there's four or five desks where it's Cooper, you, Chelsea, Taylor, and then Tori. Yeah. The whole online marketing fucking,
we'll call the MPix e-commerce team
bullshit. And then if you walk like 2 feet to the left and downstairs, I'm there, Kathy's there, Taj's there, shipping, receiving, and all that shit. And I'm like, I'm technically part of customer service, but I work downstairs in shipping. So like I do shipping, I help with receiving, ticketing, deliveries, the alterations tailor shop, men's support upstairs, stock. I'm like literally up. I've lost like almost 10 pounds just from running up and down the stairs. Like I calculated it the other day. It was like at least 30 times I went up and down the stairs.
You don't have an iPhone. You need an iPhone.
I mean, I'm sure I can have
the green texting app. Blows. For all you guys that are watching,
much
I would love
phone.
To know how many of you have green bubbles when you text. I'm not judging.
Well, like I said, iPhone is more popular. iPhone is more popular in America. Androids are more popular in the rest of the world.
You think so?
It is. That's a fact. iPhone is like
what?
Much more popular in just America. And for the price you're paying for your phone, you're not getting nearly enough bang for
it. Well, no one uses their phone at the full capacity. I mean, maybe.
I don't even. I have. This is a 5G phone. I don't think our plan is even 5G. I never.
So your phone is higher than your plan.
I never went back to like upgrade and change it. But yeah, so we work like what 100 feet from each other.
Yeah, just about.
If you take 10 steps from your desk, you can look down to where I am. I have a desk where it's like I face this way, and the stairs are that way, so it's like.
Yeah, probably like, where that window is.
I don't like doing that. So I have like a fan where you can see people behind you, but I don't really like that.
It's so you should never watch anything inappropriate at work because we cannot see it.
So would you say, I'm put you on the spot, are we work besties?
Oh, 100%.
Because like
I would say
there are certain people who see us together all the time and they just roll their eyes.
That's when you gotta know, I feel like.
And half the time it's unintentional. Like we'll be walking in one direction, we just see each other, and then somebody like Lisa specifically will just look at us and just roll her eyes. And but it's like I feel like I get ragged on for everything. It's just but Lisa's one of those people who like she'll give it to you, and then if you give it back to her, she'll respect you more.
Yeah, she'll laugh.
So who is still there that you were like became friends with? When you first started,
just about everyone, I think.
Obviously, your team.
Yeah, my team. Nobody left. I became friends with.
Because
if anything, more people have joined since I've started. I feel like.
Because who is the who's the Mac kid?
Oh, where the Mac started. He was just he was a kid that worked there.
So we talked about this on a way earlier episode with me and Ramey.
What do you call it when you work? Like during certain times of the year, seasonal.
Oh yeah,
he's
a
seasonal employee. A couple of them.
Not a lot of people have left since like a few people retire. Like that's when you go to Mitchell's, you see people who started 2021, 2022, and then you see people who literally started there before I was even born.
Yeah,
like Bruce
or
has been there
for more than half our lives.
Bruce has been there since like 83. Lisa's been there. Lisa and Joanne have been there since like 84. Taffy's been there since 86. Like. A lot of longevity and then a lot
like
of new blood.
Some 2000.
Yeah. Like a lot, early. The whole visual team has been there. The latest, like Alex, has been there since like 07. Like,
no,
I was still in college.
I think one of them has been there for 23 years.
Alana's been there since 98.
Unreal.
This is how I learn people. We have a directory. So I would literally just scroll the directory, look at people's faces, and see
you
all
also
their
have
stuff.
To deliver stuff to them. So I feel like you have to know what they look like.
Who, the visual people?
Just in general. Like, you should, like, that's you true deliver too. Stuff to people.
But, like, there's been a point where there's still some people I haven't, like, actually officially met. Like, yeah, half of the developers.
Dude, it's so funny. I got out of the shower before. And I was like, for some reason, I still feel new.
It's because there's so many fucking people.
So many people.
Whenever I walk over by the corporate area, it's like freaks me out because it's so fucking quiet. Oh, I don't really know half of the people.
I feel like you're getting judged. When you're literally not, but it's just, yeah. Just,
and I'm like, I remember somebody from the tailor shop. I said hi to,
Tailor shop.
I think Safari. Because now I know, because I help Safari. So now he knows who I am. But I heard somebody go, who is that? And he's like, oh, it's Matt. And I'm like, people are starting to know who I am. But it's beyond the point where I'm going to go introduce myself to somebody because I've been here for 6 months. Yeah. I'm not going to go walk up to like Leanne and fucking.
Wait, so when did you hit your 6 months?
And developing. June? And be like, hi, I'm Matt. Like, sorry. It's too late.
A lie.
January to February, February to March, March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July. So I probably just, I just had it.
The 24th.
6 months already. That's fucking insane.
Completely insane. That's crazy. Yeah. So then you, because you met me when Dylan was what, 5 months? Almost 6 months.
It's insane.
Well, so you've been there half my time. But he's almost even more weird thing. A little bit over, a little bit less.
Well, you started in May of 2021. I started in January. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. Like eight months.
Yeah.
So you're not that much more seasoned than I am.
No. I mean, I know more though.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I don't know anything about the product. That's all your area. Like, I'll receive it and I'm still shocked by the
ticket. Oh, dude, but I gotta play the part, man.
The part
I do know a fair amount, but there's so much that I don't know. It's actually mind blowing.
I mean, that's
all. Like Scott always says, like, never let your customers know what you don't know. And I love that.
That's very.
It's true. So true.
Just say
so it's simple and probably sounds so like, I don't know, trivial, but it's like it makes the amount of times that I've made a sale because I went with what like my gut and it sold, you know, whether just, it was like $200 to like a $1,500 thing. You know?
You speak with confidence. People.
Oh yeah. Whatever. Well, that's also the other part you said. You got to just play the part.
What it's else about work?
Oh dude. I mean, we can't not disregard our t-shirts and talk about the show. I still can't stop thinking about it.
About Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Well, who else at work are we close with? You have like a group of people that you're like.
Oh, you want to talk about work? Oh, yeah. We can still.
Because we're only like 17 minutes in.
Are we?
I'm trying to like talk about as much as possible. Because unfortunately, you live in Greenwich. I live in Trumbull. Not exactly like I can come over at the drop of a hat. It's also hard when you have a family. This is our day off. We're recording on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We actually. Well, it's funny. My days off have been Tuesdays since I started. And then you turned yours into it used to be Wednesday.
Right? I was off Thursday, so I was like, it's perfect. I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day off. So I only work 3 days in a row at most. And then they were like, Tuesdays. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. Because then I got to work 4 days in a row. And it's just mentally, it's more than exhausting. I wanted to handle. But yeah. I was like, oh, you're off Tuesdays. Gabby's off Tuesdays. Fuck yeah. So now some weeks we work every single day together.
Yeah.
Like for a full, well, work.
Yeah.
We
party. It's the same day off because. When you're not there, I'm not there.
It sucks. It's nice to have
it weirdly blows.
It's nice to have people that you
blows,
work with.
But you know what I mean?
It does blow. Trust me. It fucking blows.
No. It's just not as entertaining is what it is. Not as entertaining.
So I feel like we have, like, who are your closest
friends at work? Well, we have our core, right? You, me, Gabby.
So there's Lauren, Gabby,
Nick,
Lauren.
Even Nick. He's a good kid.
He's a fucking crazy dude.
He's a kid.
But like, I feel like my closest friends are you, Gabby, Carlos, Taj, and Lauren.
Yeah.
Those are the five people that like.
I would agree.
I like the closest that I'm with. Like, I go to you for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I go to Gabby and Taj a lot. Taj is great because like,
I wish I worked more closely with Taj.
I've never worked with somebody who was, you know, into girls as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a model doing the photo shoots, we're both looking at each other like, see that shit? And like, she can give me perspective from the female side.
That's amazing.
So like, she's chill as fuck. Carlos is like my little brother.
Yes.
Such a great
kid. He's
like
a store kid.
Obviously Gabby's in the Hellfire Club. We try to go to lunch together because we were a little too talkative, maybe. But
yeah, that was interesting, huh?
But it's like people see how close of a friendship you form with other people and they get jealous and they interpret things the wrong way. Like people, I'm sure, interpret our relationship, they probably think we're fucking gay. The stupid shit we do.
At this rate, yeah.
Or they think we're like mentally retarded because we do this stuff where we like intentionally bang into walls and like trip.
And I wish we had footage of that.
We need to have, you need to have like a GoPro on you at all times.
Oh, dude, I know. Somewhere. I want a chest piece or on my helmet. I'm sure. Helmet. Should I wear a helmet to work?
I'm sure.
What would you do with the camera mounted on my helmet?
Or one of those like chest pieces where it's like this, but you can't, you need chest a camera. You need, maybe I'll just follow you around and videotape you, but like we'll bang into desks and stuff and people will look at us like, are you drunk? Somebody literally thought we were drunk.
Yeah. Like, what, you have some beers on you?
Like, he's sober.
No, they're complete opposite, actually. I had three bangs.
But it's like, it's weird because I never.
Three rings.
For the last, like, I don't know, 3-4 years, like, I was working alone. So I was just got used to being alone. And now to have, like, people.
Well, I feel like just working with people you didn't get close with.
That, too. But it was like, I was literally only stock guy for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, the one other guy I had, we only worked one day out of the week together. I only worked part time at RH until. I went to Greenwich. And doing that commute is fucking terrible.
You were an RH in Westport?
Yeah, right down the road from where we are now, and they closed.
By the main,
it's
Main Street.
It's Barnes & Noble, like right before the bridge.
Yeah,
where they near Tiffany's and shit like that. Cool. But it's like, it's crazy to like go to work and it's like, oh, this person's not here. You're like, fuck, the day's not as good as it, like the full potential. It's like, we have to go this whole week without Gabby. It's like, what do we just go on lunch with ourselves. That's just, it's not the same experience.
Oh, yeah, we lost Christoph.
Oh, yeah. He left too. That was another great kid. Yeah. He's on a road trip right now. I wonder how he's doing. Hopefully he didn't break down.
Oh, you got the email from Eric?
No, I
got to forward it to you then. There's a bet that you got to place how far he's going to do it and what zone he's going to land in and the mileage.
I think it's past this cutoff date.
You think so?
Well, he's already on his trip. He's already in D.C.
Yeah, but you can't pass. It's the cutoff date is Wednesday.
Let's see if he's on Snap Maps right now.
Oh, I have him on Snapchat.
Oh, he's not there. We're together.
Does it show? Two friends.
Oh, there he is. He's in Nashville right now.
Hey, that was his first stop. So he made it.
Yeah.
So he has, well, I don't even know what year the Jeep is, but.
Oh, it's a piece of garbage.
He really, I liked it. It was a nice green Jeep.
But the car itself, he cranks his window with like a fucking wrench.
Oh, does he really?
There's no air conditioning.
What? That's illegal.
I don't know how he can possibly do that.
That's illegal.
But like, yeah, now that he's gone, that sucks. That's why I don't like to get close to fucking people because they just leave.
Oh my
like,
God.
If you ever leave, I'm killing myself.
I'll just leave because you said that.
Gabby and Carlos are at Mitchell's right now.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, Snap Maps. God, if you want to creep on your friends, check it out.
No, dude, it's an incredible. Well, it's. I'm very lucky that I worked at the place I did before because I was always excited to go to work. You know, there was great people I worked with. The guys that I worked for were awesome.
So Vineyard Vines didn't suck?
No, not at all, actually.
Then how did you end up at Mitchell's?
I was reached out to by my boss, Anna, because I worked with her mother.
Really? So
I worked with her mother. Her mother has known me since I was 17.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think I knew that.
I left where there. I was 25. I just turned 26 last year, which is even more weird to think.
Fucking kid.
Yeah. So she's known me for 8. Like, imagine seeing a kid that's like out of high school, still in high school, just all over the place. I don't even know. Just 8 years of life, just 8 years of stupidity and.
That's a long time at one place, though.
Yeah, I mean, for my age, at least. You know,
I made.
I envisioned myself being there for as long as possible, to be quite honest. But now that I landed here, this is a place where.
Was it hard to leave?
It was. Because
I hated RH at the end, and it was still hard to leave because you're just been there for so long.
It was hard because I wanted more, but the more they offered wasn't kind of aligned with.
You're talking about like. Not just strictly money. You mean like,
yeah, like a position and everything. Yeah, like an opportunity. But then I was reached out to Anna at the most perfect time. Like we had just found out that we were pregnant. Like not just found out, but we were like having a baby and like life changes. You know, interviewed with her and Andrew. twice.
It's still weird that the Mitchells are literally all
the co-owners. Yeah, they interview. Yeah,
like the CEO. The CEO is literally giving me fist bumps. Like,
you know, so much.
There's both CEOs work there. The what's Andrew? The CMO, chief marketing officer.
Yeah, I should know. But
and then two of the other Mitchells work in Greenwich, and then the other Mitchell works in Huntington.
Exactly.
It's just it's still weird to me that both CEOs I just see walking around.
Well, like a really silly depiction or example is like your general and your like your head officer guy like on the front lines with you, you know? Like and, it's respectable.
Yeah. And then their dad and uncle are still in the building 83 and I think Bill's like 79 or 80. And they're still
Jackie's 83. Never realized that.
They're still like Bill's insane. Bill's like the most talkative guy I've ever met.
He's not gonna be me when I'm gonna vibe you that way.
100%. But he's like such a sports guy. Slowly
shuffling through the hallways talking.
And for some reason, like I guess over sports, Bill and I connected, so we like talk about sports all the time. And it's just like the grandfather I never had.
Yeah,
like,
this guy denies food whenever he's offered by Bill. So
no, I've taken him up on the offer before, but he's offered me some stuff that I've declined because I already had food. We don't have to talk about that.
Oh, come on.
He offered me Yankees tickets, and I feel awkward accepting that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it actually it's not takes like he more had, humility to accept
it. It's not like he had tickets in his hand or like, here, do you want these? He was like, if you ever – I shouldn't have said this, but because he said keep it on the DL. But I didn't accept. But he was like, if you ever need tickets to a game, let me know. And I was like, all right. I'm not going to go to him and be like, hey, I want to go to a game.
Yeah, bring it, just throw them in your car.
It just feels awkward. But he has offered me lunch multiple times. I took him up on it.
No, I think just the point of it is he's just a genuine human being.
He's
a genuine human being.
And the customer service we have, it's like working. There's like very few people at work who suck. It's just like you go to work like genuinely like enjoy being like I never ever was like.
Yeah, I think that was my original point, right? Like I'm very grateful that I wake up still, and I'm very. I always look forward to going to work.
Like I would go through the week just trying to get to my day off before. And now it's like when I'm on my day off, I'm like, I'd rather kind of be at work with Christian and Gabby and Carlos and Taj. Like it's fucking weird because like I would never want to do that. Like, but it's more fun at work.
No, I totally feel that. 110% totally feel that.
So what duties do you have? You have like 100 fucking different things that you have to do. I have a bunch of things I have to do, but they're all in like different areas. Like you have to do a bunch of stuff at your desk, but it's like a lot of different shit.
Day to day, like what I've been trying to do. I guess going back to like what I do, like I don't have a sales floor to like talk to customers on. Literally my sales floor is our website and emails and texts and phones and FaceTimes, which is pretty remarkable in itself, you know, like talking to someone about dropping a fair amount of money, and you haven't even met them.
Cause we are a luxury store.
Yes.
Like a lot of like ridiculous brands. I've never been heard of before.
Oh, me neither. I heard of like Xenia
like
before.
I've heard of like Valentino, totally. Like shit like that. But like Cucinelli, Xenia, I have no idea. No clue.
Totally. So then my point, to make a long story short.
fucking Christianism.
Day to day. So because I don't have customers that come in to see me, I have to reach out to them on a consistent basis. Not like the same people every day, but just reach out to customers pretty frequently. Every day, but different people is what I'm trying to say. And because we're the e-commerce department,
which is booming right now. It's like doing really, really well, which is good for me because that's my main
Because you ship all the store. Yeah. So because we're called the MPIX team, we make sure that everything that is put up on the website is photographed, described. And when we say described, we mean like when you go on to, say, Vans.com or J.Crew or our website and you go to details, it lets you know what the composition of it is, how you should wash it and clean it, any key details that you should know, if it's a certain color, cuff,
material.
Like when functionality. When we get new stuff, we literally have two photography studios right next to shipping.
Yeah.
So there's one literally right next to me, like a foot next to me, and then there's one around the corner. So when we get new shit in, we'll receive it. We'll give it to one of them or whatever. They'll photograph it, and then you and the rest of your team, you have to write out what you said, detail it, put it on the website. So everything you see on the website is because of them. Mm. And then you also have to field people's calls who are calling about their order. That's fucked up. I didn't get this, or what is what's going on with this?
That's the customer service aspect of my job. I mean, the whole
That's why I could never, ever.
But
I've listened to some of those phone calls. I could not do it.
Our e-concierge team name is called Norma.
Norma was what the grandmother's mother. The mother of Bill and Jack, and then the grandmother of the CEOs and whatnot.
Exactly.
So it's the whole it's just called Norma. So you get a letter from Norma. Thanks for your purchase. And how many times since you've been there? Hey, can I speak to Norma, please? You're like, all right, yeah,
so yesterday.
Yes, this is Norma, the e-concierge team. And I go, is this Norma? Like, yes, it's Norma's not a person. I know it's confusing, but it's just name for the whole e-concierge team. Depending on who picks up the phone, it'll be one of the four of you.
Yeah, I just called to hopefully talk to Norma, but I just realized she's not a real person. That was someone that said that yesterday.
Oh, they actually realized it?
Yeah.
That's smart.
So I picked up. It was funny. He was a nice guy.
And then there's
stuff like that. So that day-to-day, right? So it's like making sure I reach out to to customers and clients. And that's the other thing. The whole idea is to create clients who are then loyal. Not only to me, but to the brand, to the store, to the family, so that we literally get them whatever that they're looking for. And a big part of it is also like made to measure and custom stuff. People love things custom made for them, which I found to be really fun and really cool. As you saw when I got stuff custom made for myself and my top clients, you know. The emailing, reach the client outreach, right? Making sure stuff gets on the website, which is key because we have five other stores on the West Coast. They literally have to send product that has not been photographed to us. So because we photograph it and then we ship it back out so they can sell it on their sales floor. And then the other part is the Norma, which is the orders, right? Because online orders comes in when just say you place an order online, you're wondering where the heck is it shipping out of. Most people think it's a warehouse. I mean, we're kind of in that era of Amazon, right? Where it's like I literally will order something and I think it's being fulfilled instantly.
What it literally is, it's if it's coming from us, it's literally our team upstairs will walk the sales floor, find that item for you, package it, put it on a cart for me, I'll take it downstairs and then I'll ship it out to you.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it's like we have you said 8 stores?
Yep.
But we're literally like one store because if you need something from us, we send it to you to that store and they send it to there's transfers constantly coming in and out of the store.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in some cases when the ordering and orders get overwhelming, it's obviously a great thing because that means people
I prefer because it's just like what my original job was is you're going to be shipping out. So I was like, okay, great. And when I got there, I realized this is not a 40-hour a week job. Mm-hmm. So I started finding new things to do. I help Kathy and Taj receive and ticket and stuff. And then as it expands, now it's like when I think the most packages I shipped out in a day was like 94 once.
That's a fair amount.
And it was like, if I just did that, it's fine. But I have to do like, I have to go on a delivery. I have to go help the tailor shop. I have to go every other fucking direction. It's like, it can get overwhelming, but it's nice to be super busy. Like I've never left work once where I was like, I didn't feel like I did anything. I'm like, I have to get that stuff. I'm used to like shipping out UPS from RH, which were customer returns, but it was like, oh, if it doesn't go out today, whatever. So they're not going to get their refund for another 7 days anyway, whatever. Like shit has to go out that day. Mm-hmm. So I have from 9 a.m. to 4:30 when UPS picks up.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's like, it's usually busy, but then like I'll find myself walking by your desk and I'm like, but he's just so cute. I really want to talk to him. Like I can't. And like the thing about him is his fucking desk is a goddamn. I picked the two most popular fucking people to be best friends with, and
talking about that area of the store.
I won't say I regret it, but like you and Gabby know fucking everybody, and it's just ridiculous.
She's been there longer than I have been.
still, she's just like, she was talking to Wilma, and I'm like, she was talking about like her personal life or something. Like, how do you know she, what the fuck is going on? How do you know so much about these people I've never even met? And you just fucking everyone. When it first started, it was like, all right, I'm the new guy. I'm becoming friends with him. People would walk up to us, ignore me, and talk directly to him. And I felt like the biggest piece of shit on the planet because his desk is here. There's one behind him, but it's a dead end. So I'd always stand on the side of the dead end. People would come up, look at him, and I'd just be like this. Cool. Let me pretend someone's texting me. What's going on? Stop. Do they leave yet? Awesome.
This is all nonsense.
You never made me feel like a piece of shit. But like I was just exactly. That's I feel like every friendship I have is based on hatred.
Just to, yeah.
Like if I walk by and you don't flip me off, I feel like I missed something.
I'm thinking. Imagine one day, just like one of the upper echelon homies are just walking by, and they just flip each other off.
Well, you saw what my dumbass did at the beach, right?
No,
I was doing a joke, and I was just like, I don't remember what the context was, but I was like, well, yeah. And I flipped you off, and it was just like half the store was on the other side of the beach. And I was like, somebody probably saw me just flip them off for no reason.
Oh, I didn't think I did the same thing, but I realized.
But like we write each other notes. It just says, it was great. You left me two notes. It was like, we don't deserve you. You're amazing. And then the next one was a middle finger emoji. And that's just like you gave me a candy bar and said, go fuck yourself on the back of it. And it was just like that. But like your desk is a fucking magnet. Everybody who walks by wants to talk to you. Oh, and I'm like, it's the exact opposite of me. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you.
It's a bad thing.
You and the jewelry office for Gabby's.
I'm a virus.
Both places are just like fucking magnets for fucking gossip. Not gossip, but like people just want to talk to you.
Life, yeah.
And now people get to know me. They're like, all right, we'll talk to him. He's cool, but they still would rather talk to you.
Oh.
So I always feel like the fucking third.
You're probably way more necessary than I am.
I don't think that's true. I don't make any money for the company.
You help make money for the company.
Yeah, but you directly sell shit.
Yeah.
So it's like I tried. Everyone's important, but like.
So you're more of a liability than an asset.
Probably, but honestly, if I left, like I do a lot of shit. Like if I left,
we'd be fucked.
They'd be screwed.
They would actually genuinely be fucked.
Like I don't know what.
Meaning, if I left, it would just more work would fall onto the other four or three people.
That's true. There's nobody else to. They'd have to take from customer service, who was already thin. As it is, you have somebody go down and
or hire a brand new person.
And it's like Carlos joked, he's like, what are you doing? All you have to do is sit at your desk all day. And I'm like, yeah, I'm shipping out 94 packages, but I got to do fucking 38 other things.
Well, no, I mean,
he was joking, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that kid.
But like, you know how much silliness we deal with other stores in terms of just like wrong orders and all that? I mean, it's human error. It's gonna what happens. But like, we don't deal with that with you.
There's no standard practice really for the entire company where it's like, this is how we ship. Cause some stores ship like have you ever seen a transfer from the West Coast where they cut a slit in the tag, put the barcode ticket in there and then
retaped it
and like tape it. Or like sometimes Richards will send us like they started instead of using the hole in the tag to put on the hanger, they'll tape it to the hanger. And I'm just like, went out. There you go.
Fun facts. Matthew likes my hair.
It looks better up. It just does. But that doesn't look bad down. But he does have a nice head of hair. Tell me, for all the wrestling fans, he doesn't look like Santos Escobar. Like,
what is his line?
He doesn't have a catchphrase.
Oh,
but like three people, my brother, Ramey, the co-host, and somebody else on that Instagram post was literally said the same thing. They're like, it's Santos Escobar. But I'm going to put you on the spot. How many people on the sales floor can you name? Can you name the whole sales team?
Men's, right?
Yeah, let's go with the men's.
Chris, Scott, Dan, Trebon, Jared. That's just about it.
You're forgetting a big one.
Oh, Brucey. Brucey, shoe guy.
Shoe David, guy.
David. Oh, David.
Disrespect to David.
No, he's not. He's so important. Did I tell you I covered the sales floor for him once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's important.
That's eight. Rita.
There you men's. Go. Yeah.
I think that's men's. Nine people.
Can you name the...
That's nine.
Yeah. Ugh,
women's, no.
Really?
I mean, shoes, what? Deb, Joanne, Carter.
Yeah. Yep.
Carm. Carm is such a sweetheart. They actually all really are. Even Carter.
Yeah. Carter's great. He's got my sense of... I'll be like, what's
Does
up?
He?
I'll be like, what's up, dude? How are you? He's like... Hey, you know, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel that so deeply. I appreciate that. But he doesn't seem like he hates his job. It's just like, I'm not going to pretend like it's fucking, I'm great, happy to be here. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be in bed or at home or whatever.
Who else on the women's? Eleni.
I feel like the women's team is probably bigger, right?
I'm forgetting. She's blonde. She only comes in actually not that often.
Mary.
Yeah.
She's, Mary. I think she's basically like by appointment only, where she's like,
she's really sweet.
Yeah.
Who else am I forgetting? Probably so many other people.
Suzette.
Sonia. Oh my God. Yeah.
Lisa. I think that's it.
Drawing blanks on that. So that's why.
There's Cassandra.
Cassandra. Yep.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Can you name the customer service team?
Starting with you.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
I'm on the floor maybe 1 or 2% of my day.
Gene. The two, Carlitos, two siblings. Ashley.
Yep.
Steph.
She's on the women's support now.
Bless up, Steph.
She's not dead.
No. But she went through some shit.
That's another one we forgot. Like, we're pretty close with Steph.
Yeah, actually.
Like, I miss her a lot. She's fucking cool.
She's just funny. I think, well, it's just fun. I think each of us, if you were to categorize us as like kids, we all just bring like certain attributes to like the playground. You know what I mean? Like, we're sure to be a playground, but like,
we're the standard pieces of shit.
Like, I came from a place before I worked here. Like, if you're not having fun when you're working, then you're not really.
That's what I'm saying. Cause
like, you're not really, you know, it's hard to like describe because
before the fucking big.
It's not that I don't take it seriously.
No.
It's that.
I'm trying to, what's a good metaphor for?
Like, we're making money, but having, like, work hard, play hard, man.
Before the great potato famine of a few weeks ago.
Potato, how do you do it?
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Before the, like, fucking, like, the Titanic sank a few months ago, or a few weeks ago, where I was like, just, you know, focus a little bit more on work. It was like, all right, I fucking work my ass off, and I also play hard. But it was just like, nobody ever leaves work where it's like, I didn't get anything done today. We didn't make any sales. Nothing got shipped out. No jewelry was fucking sold. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got to have fun. And that's what makes me want to work harder. It's because
I think that's exactly so much fun. Right. When you have fun, it makes you want to work harder. Just in overall. Unless a cat. Do you own ham?
Oh, you have a cat? I was like, somebody fucking knocking.
We have a cat. His name's Cooper.
Is it really?
Yeah.
If Cooper and Tucker?
Yeah. How cool is that? I mean, technically, they're new. They were introduced to me.
I like it.
But
yeah, we have a lot of fucking fun at work, and that's like we haven't even touched about what we do every day with our fucking energy drinks.
Oh, so
we're absolutely obsessed. I'm fucking probably gonna give me heart disease.
Probably addicted. Yeah, we're probably slightly addicted to
energy
drinks.
He's shotgunning fucking Reigns. You haven't shotgunned one in a while.
So there's two energy drinks that I've been introduced within the last maybe 2 or 3 years of my life. He's a good cat.
Oh, he is a nice cat.
Yeah, he is. He's not like cuddly, but he enjoys that.
I haven't touched a pussy like this in a while. Actually, ever.
All right, two energy drink, Bang and Reign.
We're all on the Reign train. At
work, yeah. Bangs are just, I think, better.
Do you think they're better tasting?
What's that? But look at this cat.
They have way more flavors, but I feel like
I think that's
better. That's a good segue. You want to go grab some bangs?
Bangs, yeah. Oh my God!
Getting some.
What? Just grab random.
Just grab them all if you want.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah. So we were gonna. I have like literally, probably 30 bangs that I bought, and we realized that if we just drank a couple of sips of each, we'd be fucking wired. So
what's the breakdown? There's 200 these milligrams.
Fluid ounces, shot glasses.
Yeah.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, but there's 300 milligrams in each one. I can't really see.
300, and there's no sugar. So, like, I'll drink half of these, and I'll be pretty good, depending on how fast I drink it. I don't know.
I've probably hit the point where I need, like,
one and a half at least. And you have to chug it.
I have to chug it.
So this isn't even close to as many as we have. I still have probably 20 at home.
Oh my gosh. So
do you have water to cleanse your palate?
That's a great idea.
This is going to be like a wine tasting. All right. So we've got Nectarine Blueberry, which I'm actually pretty excited about. Go Tall. Radical Skedaddle. Don't know what the fuck that is. Star Blast. Power Punch, thanks to Gabby, who got me this for my birthday. Sour Heads. Whole Lot of Colada.
I have water bottles for us.
And then Peach Mango, which I think we've tried before.
Yeah.
But I like mango, so. Oh, I have water, but thanks. I'll use this.
Wait, you asked for water, though, right?
I said you should get water. I have.
Oh, you have water.
Now I have extra water, so we're good. I appreciate that.
But I guess to the point, it's...
Because this is like...
They give me each a different...
This has creatine in it.
Super creatine.
Isn't this more like for working out than Rain?
This is the best part. Yeah, so the point of... I mean, I'm not a Bang nor a Rain advocate. I just drink them because it has 300 milligrams of caffeine.
But no calories. Brutally honest. No calories and no sugar.
But no crash. That's the best part, dude.
I mean, when I first started drinking them, like, there was one, I think I drank a whole one, and I was, like, wired. But I didn't crash, you're right.
Like, that's
the best. It was just, like, I was too, like, I should not have done that.
So, me and my wife, like I said, we recently got married, and we had tons and tons of Red Bull during the wedding and after, and, like, to survive. But, like, I don't know if I even put 48 hours after, we were, like, dead. We were like dead. Now I was trying to figure out for like a week or two what the hell was it. I mean, we had the best party and wedding we'll ever experience, ever been to. But
you've been married all, four times.
Four times, fourth marriage. no, 20 stops. They're gonna believe this. First wife ever, last. what do you call it?
You crash because of the
the Red Bull. Like, Red Bull's great.
Yeah, they tell you it gives you wings, but they don't tell you that they fall off fucking crash.
Fucking crash. Baby's still sleeping. What do you call it? Yeah, but we had the sugared ones. We should have had the non-sugared ones.
Yeah, that's why I like, because I know when Bang first came out, it was like, it's a good, like.
I think we should go with Nectarine first.
You work, yeah, I agree, but I just wanted to look at the can. It's, yeah. It's like,
they're so nice.
Super creatine. So it's like, it's like if you go work out and you
drink this. Oh, that's the point, right?
Rain is more like just straight energy drink. But they don't.
Rain
specifically is like, it just, the fruit punch flavor tastes just like, doesn't taste like shitty energy drink. Like if you drink Monster, I just, it's disgusting. Or like Mountain Dew has an energy drink and it's gross.
So verbatim, power up with Bang's potent brain and body rocking fuel, super creatine, caffeine, COQ10, EAAs, essential amino acids. In parentheses. Life in his extreme sport, and Bang in his extreme energy source to live life extreme.
Wow.
Made in the U.S.
Zero carbs, zero sugars, zero calories, and zero artificial colors.
Yep. Not intended for individuals under the age of 18.
Really?
Yep. Potent brain and body fuel. So
we're starting with the Nectarine Blueberry.
Yep,
I'm actually pretty excited. 100.
Wait. So we should probably,
since we only have six,
what do we do with the rest of all of this?
We're gonna combine it into one drink and then see how bad that is. That was the plan with everyone, but
I'm gonna have to get like a container.
Yeah, I'll pour these out. You want to do, since we have what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? We could do 1 ounce, or do you want to do half?
The only one that I was gonna use has like water for the fish.
I mean, you can get any. We don't have, I guess, no, we don't want to go to waste, so we at least pour the entire rest of the.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never even used this, though.
Hold on, please. Oh, and a little bit of sports news. Fucking Juan Soto got traded to the Padres, which I'm pretty excited about. Keeps him in the NL to no division rivals of the Yankees. A team I like, so I like that a lot. I was talking about the Juan Soto trade.
Football.
My brother Alex is at training camp right now again.
His name is Alex?
Yeah.
Like Alexander?
Yeah.
His name is Matthew. Yep. I love that. I just like long names. All right, we have some water residue.
What the fuck?
I've never used this in my life.
Oh, all right. We can use this later. All right, I'm gonna. Do you want to do 1 ounce shots?
I think we should do two.
2 ounce shots? Jesus Christ! I was gonna go half or one.
So what? We have one, two. We have seven.
Yeah.
And then times two. 14 ounces. which is essentially just shy of a full can. Oh, the nectarine. Oh, funny story.
That smells really good. Wait, so are we doing?
When I was drinking, that just reminded me of a drink that I actually completely hate. When
really?
I was drinking, yeah, when I was drinking, there was this type of alcohol called Brunettes, and it was cheap vodka, and there was this flavor called peach, and it was one of those flavors. If I drank it, I was one dying that night and throwing up everywhere at the same time.
So what are we doing? Two ounces?
Yeah, because we have...
So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 ounces?
And this is 16, so we're technically drinking just less than a full can.
I guess. Maybe I'll go 1.5 for myself, since my tolerance isn't as high. Yeah. There you go. Close enough.
All right. What's it smell like?
It definitely smells more like nectarine.
Nectarine than blueberry.
I don't get any blueberry.
Oh, crud.
What did you pour in there?
Oh, let's do that.
Jesus. All right, I'm going to pour the rest in here.
Yeah. Watch that be, like, used for, like, only special.
God, we could even have... Is this pitcher big enough?
I hope shit. So.
Oh, you have to keep these.
Yeah, 100% I got to break it.
All right.
Cheers. But did you even tell them the story? Like, you literally went to... 4 different stores for these.
Oh, I went to I traveled for these. I bought. There's a picture on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram and you listen to this podcast, what the fuck's your problem? That looked like porn.
I can't do that anymore.
One day, Target had so many, and Walmart had a
Target
lot.
Target is super clutch.
And this is probably the amount at least I have at home still, because I don't want
to have more.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's give this a shot. Are you gonna just do the whole shot, or are you gonna?
I might just choke.
We should probably. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take a sip.
Ooh. Oh wow!
I like that.
That you taste the blueberry at the end?
I get all nectarine.
I got blueberry at the end.
Really?
Yeah. Nectarine first on the tongue, and then
I was robbed.
Once it settled on my tongue.
I don't taste any fucking blueberry.
My baby's so good. Yeah, she's so good.
I like that though.
That was good.
I'm gonna try to put these
110%.
I'm gonna put these in order of which one I like the best so far.
Okay, well, it's first for
that's,
now.
That's obviously number one. I remember the peach.
Wait, do we need to rinse this out now, right?
I feel like we should be fine. I feel like the peach mango was underwhelming because I like peach and I love mango, but I think we tried this.
We did try this. Did we try the rain version? There's no rain version of that, is there?
I don't think so. Rain is usually just like, well, except for that true blue bullshit. Oh, good call. Clean the palate.
Oh, man.
All right.
Super glad this is working out.
Peach mango. Watch the entire audio clip just like be fucking corrupt and we just wasted time doing this.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's actually a possibility, isn't it?
I mean,
once you go live, you don't know.
We're not live. It's not live. It's just recording. I could have gone live on YouTube, but it's the middle of the afternoon on Tuesday. I don't think anybody's really watching.
This is a true two-pointer. Oh, my beautiful baby girl. She may or may not be featured on this live
recording. Did you get 2 ounces?
But this guy got 2 ounces this time. Maybe just a little bit over.
All right, I'm going to go full chug.
It's so good, that one.
That's actually not as bad as I thought.
So you taste more peach than mango.
Yeah.
But you get the mango at the end. Like, they're obnoxiously accurate with the way they layer the flavor.
I do kind of like that.
You know what I mean?
I don't... Now we can't go back. I guess I can chug from the pitcher because it's like trying to compare. But just,
oh, that's not a bad idea. Oh, but then we need separate cups for that one.
It's not gonna. Yeah.
Maybe we should leave them in the can.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
Just in case we want an extra
sip of it to compare.
Yeah. I don't know which one I like better. I think those are both pretty good. I feel like I'd lean.
The only reason
why
I would say this one is because it's new. I've had that one before.
I feel like I would lean nectarine.
This is safe though.
So that's number two. All right, so we got nectarine.
Oh my
god! Blueberry, and peach,
last?
Mango.
I kind of leave that for last.
I still don't know what the fuck that's gonna be.
Radical skedaddle.
Yeah. So, all right, sour heads.
I think I had that at my wedding, that wedding day.
Sour head. It reminds me of when that fucking dude blew me with warheads in his mouth.
That was so good.
It was fucking weird. So good. Sour heads.
Or pop rocks.
I like Pop Tarts.
Clean the palate.
Good call. That's what you're here for. You give this a sniff.
We should probably be sniffing them. We're kind of missing out on that. We're kind of just going straight for it.
It doesn't smell that sour.
Isn't it crazy how certain flavors have certain smells? I mean, it's an obvious thing to say, but like sour can have a smell.
Yeah. I'm bad at describing. I don't know how to describe this.
It smells sour. What are you, dumb in the head?
It didn't hit. No, it doesn't. Maybe I'm stuffed up. Like, I get a little bit of the sour, but.
It literally smells like they melted down Warheads. Like the specific green one.
All right. Ready?
Wait. One big whiff. Like, really suck it. That blowout. Suck back in. All right, here.
Cheers.
All right. Ooh. Oh.
That's definitely third for me. It's not bad tasting, but it's definitely you taste sour. No, but
it literally tastes, yeah. Like, the moment it touched your tongue, it instantly went sour. Like the Warhead.
The moment you touched my tongue, I went sour.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
I think that's definitely third for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know what we should do next episode? A hot wings challenge. But like, my wife needs to watch the kids, and we need to be in a separately. Totally...
I can't eat spicy.
Oh, you can't. You're right.
I mean, like blazing wings? No fucking way. No fucking way.
All right. We're gonna get a vote on if more than what we need to make a bet right now.
What? This is usually only
spicy challenge.
I can't. It depends on the level
viewers,
of spice.
If all your viewers, if somebody like this or comment on it,
if somebody
saying do it.
Somebody PayPal or Venmos me $50, I'll do it.
That's all right, great.
Here we go. The Gabby special. She got me this power punch. This has a high.
Did you ever play?
This has a lot to live up to. Too.
Like Rain's, Nintendo.
Of course.
Falco punch. Remember Falco punch? No. Am I completely confusing?
What game?
It was like
I usually just played Mario,
like Star Fox.
Oh, I never played Star Fox.
Well, no, it was like Mario. It was like Super Smash Brothers.
Never played that.
No,
that was more my brother's generation. All right, hold on. Oh, that smells like. Tell me what you smell, because I have a specific smell. Right, I
hope it's the same thing. Wait, hold on.
It should be something from when we were kids.
All right. Hello.
It's a certain food that I get. Just
food?
Yeah.
Not like another drink?
No, it's a candy.
Sorry, my nose is all over it, but...
Yeah, I know. I was like, your nose is literally in the fucking can, and I have to drink out of that.
You don't have to drink out of this.
I have to pour it. Might as well just
We've
snot.
Made out before, Matthew. Just,
that's true. I don't know why I'm...
worried about my nose.
If I tell you what food? It is... Let me get this again.
Come on, it smells like Hawaiian punch, unfortunately.
It's a fruit roll-up.
Oh.
It smells like a combination of fruit roll-up
I'm
or
really
like
upset that I didn't get that.
Cherry gusher. Like
Cherry gusher.
Instantly, I was like, that reminds me of the fruit roll-ups.
Oh,
fruit roll-ups
wow.
And the fruit by the foot, those things.
I'm such an asshole for not remembering, because you know when you would roll it out and it would just instantly smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
I miss those. Had that fucking like cellophane paper on it or whatever the fuck.
Do you think that's why like water generation stuff like that? Because
fruit rolls and fruit by the foot.
Should we go back in time and see if you remove them from our?
Let's go back to the future.
Go back to the future.
Yeah, I like this. I don't know if it's definitely a different fruit punch than the Rain one, but this is gonna be good.
Should I shard it?
I thought you said should you shard it?
Just
cheers.
Snort it.
That's literally a fruit by the fucking foot.
That's a fruit by the foot.
That's a fruit roll up fruit down. By the foot. That's.
I think that takes. Second, would you agree?
I think it's ahead of peach mango. Yeah,
I think that takes second.
Good job, Gabby.
Wait, she brought that?
She got three for my birthday, and that was
oh,
one.
That's
of them.
Right.
All right.
Unicorn was one, right?
Star Blast. The fuck? This is gonna be the can is blue, so I feel like it's gonna have some sort of blue taste.
What am I doing?
Taking a shot of water. All right. The initial.
You feeling it? Because I'm starting to feel it. 2, 4, 6.
This
eight,
is a, some kind
of. I'm essentially more than. I'm half. I've already had half.
It smells like some sort of berry.
All right, let's see.
Let me look up.
Mmm.
Bang Star Blast.
It's
Sounds like a sexual position. Me and my girlfriend did the bang star blast.
Get the star blast position.
I'm trying to see what it's.
Does it give? I really see. This is where I wish I would take over their freaking marketing and shit, because I would break down like a sommelier.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look for.
What's a wine taste?
List of bang flavors. Oh, a sommelier.
Sommelier. I would literally do it like that way, the way it tastes.
So I want to. Yeah, exactly what I want to break down of what's in it.
What it's supposed to taste like. I mean, when you nectarine, blueberry, that makes sense. That's it's given.
But when you give me shit like radical skedaddle, like what the fuck is in this?
Skittles. I think of Skittles.
This is also one I never found, the blue and yellow limoncello.
Oh, that's kind of like this. Limoncello.
Yeah, exactly.
Blueberry and 300 milligrams of caffeine.
What is this called again?
Bang Starblast.
Starblast. What flavor is Starblast for Bang? Has the perfect combination of fruity and tropical flavors.
So it's a tropical. I like that. Tropical fruit. All right. That's what we smell.
I thought this said fucking Ultra Coolio. I was like, fucking Coolio?
These cups came in handy.
Yeah. This was a good purchase.
How much were they?
I don't think they were more than like $15.
But like, they're sturdy.
Yeah, this is good. Hopefully that ASMR came off. It's good.
Testing, can you hear me? Venus, this is Christian.
Whenever we used to test our microphones, we just go, penis, 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 penis.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Can I make money off, like, OnlyFans on this?
How much? What is that? Close to 2.5? Jesus Christ, guy.
Jeez.
You're going to fucking be off the walls grilling.
I'm really feeling it.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's like tropical Starburst, tropical Gushers.
I hate to say. It's like Mario Kart. Like, it's in second, third, almost first.
It's close to Fruit Punch.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, literally a Mario Kart scene of, like...
Do you need another taste of Fruit Punch?
Yeah. This is the first time we're doing this. I like that. All right, good. Star Blast. Fuck.
I think I would choose this one. But it's second or third, basically.
Well, the way I think I'm... saying is like I would sit there and sip this more than I would sit there and sip that one. Yeah, I would chug this one I would sip on.
All right, so it's basically second and third are interchangeable,
yeah,
depending on preference, but yeah, this is,
but I like nectarine and blueberry more because it was brand new.
Well, it's like, who do I like more, you or Gabby? It's impossible. You're both there. It's like,
you should know,
you're both pieces of shit to me, so. So right now we're going nectarine blueberry still.
Why'd you turn around?
I don't, because the, see how they printed the cans weird? They're not all the same. So if I do it like this, the mouth is different.
Oh, this
is nectarine blueberry still our number one? I've already forgotten what that tastes like.
Do you want to taste again?
Yeah.
Pour the whole
thing. To taste it again.
You forgot me. Poured it out.
We're fucking done.
Jesus, you're going to kill me.
Sorry. I don't think that's my number one anymore.
Me neither.
Like, I like that, but like,
I hate that it's giving me peach throwing up when I was thinking about it.
Like, yeah, I get the. I like that.
It was first because it was exciting.
I feel like it's
like most things in life.
Starblast and Fruit Punch are one, two, one, and then
it's third.
Nectarine is third. Peach mango and then sour heads.
But I will say, because flavors aren't first, doesn't mean that they aren't loyal and reliable.
I would still drink all of these. Maybe not Sour Heads. I wouldn't go out of my way to drink that. But if you had one and you're like, you want to split it, I'd be like, sure.
But I guess the way we have to figure it out also is if all these were in the fridge at a store and we've tried all of them, which one would we
only
buy one of?
You mean like, which, if you can only buy one drink, which would you pick?
Yeah,
I was like,
explain that terribly.
You could buy 10 of all of them except for one. You can only buy one. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I got it's you. All right. So this is...
This... I'm already biased.
What flavor is Radical Skedaddle? Really?
Go to the same website you were at before, then see.
Just Google gave me the answer.
So, but that's usually
you look for it.
No, you. It's on yours right there. Click that link.
Bang Radical Skedaddle flavor.
It's like we're married.
I wish. Radical Skedaddle is a colorful and unique new flavor of the popular. Just give me a fucking comp to what it would be.
You want to hear my kids' baby music?
Sure.
Oh, lovely.
Bang has not given an official flavor description of Radical Skedaddle based on this 2 years ago.
You're kidding me. So when you taste that, you're going to taste like they melted a bag of Skittles into an energy drink. I guarantee it. Smell it. Did you even smell it?
You've tried this, I'm guessing.
Sadly.
Oh, yeah. No, we have tried. This smells like the purple fucking Skittle, which I hate. Oh, awful. Awful. So bad.
That's terrible.
Oh, this is so bad.
You're flavorist.
It smells like fucking purple Skittles, and I hate purple Skittles.
Oh, my God. Come on. Purple's my favorite color.
Yeah, it's a good color. It's not a good flavor. Oh, this is awful.
It's actually better to smell it in the cup than in the can.
Oh, so bad. Gabby's on my side with this. Lauren's on my side with this. You're the fucking weird dude who drinks purple Haas, as you would say.
Purple what? Oh, Haas.
Purple Haze. Purple Haas. Stupid fucking guy. This is disgusting. I'm going to kill myself.
This is so good.
This is so bad. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Dimetapp.
If I could finish that right now, I would.
It's fucking Dimetapp. Oh, that's so bad.
It is so good. That's my number one.
If you're old enough to know what Dimetapp tastes like, that's what that fucking shit is. Where I would literally sit at the sink, do this, and then stick my head under the faucet to rinse my fucking...
You know what? I don't even know what that is.
What, Dimetapp?
Yeah.
It's like cough medicine.
Oh, like Rubitussin?
Yeah, basically. Dimetapp. Yeah, cough and cold medicine. But it was just like the purple, disgusting flavor.
Oh. I was thinking that like medicine.
Oh, that's dead last.
Makes sense.
I don't know what? About more for you. You might put that...
Physically, it's last to you.
Yeah.
That's tied with Star Blast with me.
Oh, so bad, dude.
I think we need to like rinse our mouth out for this one.
I'm assuming it's going to taste like a pina colada, right? Like that's what the name would suggest. A whole lot of colada.
Whole lot of pina colada. But it could be like you can either fuck this up or make it taste really good.
You know the song, If You Like Pina Coladas? When I would sing that, I would, if you like penis coladas. And this one dude at work was like, why do you keep saying that? And I'm like, because it's funny. What do you mean? If you like penis coladas and getting fucked in the rain, that's the song.
Oh my God, you're sick. You're sicker than I am.
I don't know if I've ever had a pina colada. So
I'm like feeling like
I don't really smell anything. So I'm gonna rely.
I'm gonna pour it first. It smells better in the can, in the cup.
Oh, you said can.
No, sorry. Wait. Oh. Could have been other stuff in there.
If you like penis coladas.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I get okay, yeah. You're right, you do get a better smell.
Yeah, there's more surface area.
It's more surface area in your asshole, too.
Wait, I mean...
I'm not drinking it yet, I'm waiting for you.
It's not as potent smelling. No,
but it's a pleasurable smell. I like
it. Oh, I think you get... Like, this is going to look really weird, but do this. And then... I think that's where you get the initial smell of it.
This guy is he's a very deep guy. There's always some sort of deep meaning between, like, when he picks out his piece of bread, it's like he sees Jesus on the piece of bread or some shit like that.
Jesus speaks.
There's always bread. Some
dude,
deep
that's
meaning.
That's all he was about.
Bread?
Bread, bro. Bread.
You ever seen that? You know who Bo Burnham is?
They probably should.
Comedian? He made a Vine where he's like, Jesus, can you pass me that water bottle? So he picks up the water bottle, throws it to him, and then he catches a wine bottle because he turns water into wine.
Wine and water.
All right, last one. All I kind of wish I brought more.
Me too.
But it's your fault I didn't.
Oh. Oh, that's triggering.
That is a weird...
That is weirdly... Not a bad way, but
it tastes kind of like fucking feet.
Like, I don't want to know that.
It's a very off-putting taste. I get like a...
Oh.
I get like a...
Oh.
I don't know how to describe...
Do you taste the coconut now?
That's what that is?
At the very
it's a little
end,
bit of
coconut.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So... It's really weird how when the initial taste is literally the first part of the flavor name, and then after it sits
that one
on your tongue,
100% was like I got the pina colada and then the coconut.
Yes.
So I put that.
That's
last.
What pina coladas are, right?
I don't. To be honest, I don't know.
Pineapple and coconut.
What's in a pina colada? Three parts: frozen pineapple, rum, and coconut milk. There you go.
Oh. When I meant triggering, that just brought me back to as if I was like chugging pina colada.
I feel like
not in a bad way.
The top, I would.
You would put that in front of Radical Skedaddle?
Yeah, because I could finish that, one. This one I can't finish.
This is one that I would chug and probably throw up after, but I would.
I wouldn't buy Radical Skedaddle or Whole Lotta Colada ever again. No. Sourheads, if I was in a pinch, the other four I would buy.
This is probably amazing in a pina colada.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Feel what?
My butthole is puckering.
Stop.
That's what happened.
Can't say that.
This is my podcast. I can say whatever I want. No,
because you get me excited.
Well, that's true. Sorry. Yeah. So, is your number one really Radical Skedaddle?
So, all right, we're gonna pour.
I like how you have Poland Spring, by the way. I've been trying to get sponsored by Poland Spring forever.
Have you actually?
No, but I always joke about it because I grew up drinking Poland Spring, and I can literally buy the Arcadia from Stop and Shop bullshit.
You know, do one after another.
He's fucking wired.
You're definitely in the same family.
Radical Skedaddle is so bad.
So
it is dead last for me.
I think it's first for me.
Really? Oh, Radical Skedaddle. Gross.
I love that.
So bad.
That just describes us, though.
It's true. Very odd. We're a lot alike, but there's still a lot of we're very different politically, so we don't try to talk about politics.
Oh.
But other than that.
But I love it because it's we're going to be very transparent right now. You only listen to one side.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I listen to the other side. It's just fucking insane on the other side. I pulled up. I saw the Blue Lives Matter sticker, and I almost left.
Why not? You don't care about cops?
It's just so dumb. It's just so bad. It's
there was a lot of things that
there was a great analogy. It was like saying all lives matter is like saying fucking when there's a fire on somebody's house, all houses matter. It sprayed down my house. Yeah. Well, okay. Your house matters, but it's not fucking on fire. So why, what are you doing? It's just so disingenuous to me.
A lot of things are disingenuous.
That's true.
Which is the frustrating part.
Because most of the Trump supporters I know are on Twitter and they're faceless trolls. And I'm like, fuck you, die.
But we also realize what we're quote-unquote supposed to argue about because we're on separate sides ends up being just it's the most stupid and idiotic thing I'm going to argue about.
That's why I just don't. It's it's not even worth talking about. It's
No, but
all of Washington sucks. But I do really like our
senator. Yeah, where's Thanos when you need him?
our senator is actually pretty fucking
great. Where's Thanos?
Fucking Murphy. He's actually really good. Yeah, snap and just get the whole side of the country out of here. No,
everybody.
Oh, God. Well, you see what he did to his wife?
What, you think he killed his wife?
No, he buried her at his golf course to avoid property tax.
Oh, my God, that's legendary.
That's why you're a piece of shit. All right, so now we're going to mix these together.
No, but on the real, Radical Skedaddle.
Oh, it's so gross. Your range. It's disgusting. Well, now I know what to buy you.
You're going
to
pour back in there?
I'm going to pour all of them in here, and we're going to try this disgusting concoction. Ooh,
that pina colada one is not my favorite, to be quite honest. I don't dislike a lot of things. Oh, my God. Do you see this?
Slash.
Do you think we have enough room?
I hope so. Do you have a big spoon I can mix it with? My spoon is too big.
Oh my God.
I am a banana.
My spoon is too big.
What are you going to do with this after we try this? Are you going to keep it and just drink it later?
I think I should just drink it and just hopefully.
Oh, that one's empty. Thank God.
My wife finds me on the ground.
We are running out of room here.
I think we got it. I think we literally got it.
What time is it right now?
Oh, fudge. 1:25.
I was going to say you should fucking FaceTime Gabby or Lauren. There's barely enough. I don't want to pour
this. Just try it.
But now I can't pour it without spilling.
Oh, we're drinking it out of this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just do it. My wife called.
She probably. I'm scared. I think this just has to live here forever now. Because I can't lift it up. Oh, my brother sent me a snap. I'm scared. It's your house. You might have to pour it.
Oh, to spill? What does it smell like?
I don't even
know. I just ate the mic.
It just smells tropical.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, we could do this.
That's idiotic.
It's not that bad.
You're not wrong.
I mean, everything we do is fucking idiotic.
Here.
This whole idea is idiotic.
Yeah. I'm just very like...
You should probably take that, and I should take this one.
Wait, this means I'm dying today.
Do you want to try and pour it? Because, like, it's already, like, at the spout.
Wait, what do you mean? We're done. Or we got our shot, didn't we?
I mean, I guess.
Or do you want more?
No, not really. You can pour a little bit in there, because that's a lot.
It's not. It's going to spill. It's a really rounded edge.
You want to pour it over here?
Oh, Jesus, mother pearl. Pass me that towel. Put it right here.
Just lost me around. I see. I knew it wasn't going to spill. Pussy. We haven't been recording this entire time.
Stop. I would have punched you.
Hey, that's good enough. I don't want that much.
I think you have more than I do.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Just like by a little bit.
This is
probably going to probably be like, this reminds me of when at the end of a party, we'd all pour the alcohol in one cup, play a game about it, and then whoever lost
it decided to drink it. All right, ready?
All right. Cheers.
The fucking skedaddle comes through.
That's so good.
But it's like diluted to where it's like
That's not bad at all. If that was in a can, I would 110%.
That was better than the radical skedaddle on its own. But I get the aftertaste of the purple, which I don't like.
Wow. That was nearly that.
No, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
I mean, I'm internally freaking out, but.
Yeah, just.
See, if it didn't have so much caffeine, I would chug that.
But now I'm in the spot where if we're going to continue with this podcast, I have this fucking giant thing in front of me.
Am I going to do with this?
I mean, we could pour at least half of it out.
I have tons of empty water bottles.
You're going to fill it up?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
And then what? Water bottles are 16 ounces? And just drink those for the next 7 days?
That makes sense, yeah. But how do we get this away from you right now? I feel like you have to take this.
Oh, you're scared?
Hold on. Let me Snapchat this. Oh, that's a selfie. Seven bangs in one.
We should probably...
We're over an hour. That was pretty good.
117.
We could talk a little bit about Stranger Things. And then talk about who we hate at work.
That's terrible. We don't hate anybody at work.
I know. That's the joke.
Hello.
Fucking guy.
So what do we do?
I mean, we hate each other. Can you just get this away?
You sound so concerned.
I'm not going to spill it over your house.
I can't sit still. I just started. Oh, Nicole's here.
She's here?
Yeah, she just put one in. Is that cool?
Yeah, I don't. No. What am I going to say? No.
Nicole's my wife, by the way.
Now what are we going to do with these cans?
We're recording.
Hi.
We just literally tried seven different flavored bangs. Oh, I don't have the energy to deal with my goodness. And
you have some of that.
No, I feel like I got a doctor's appointment where I've been getting migraines.
Mm. Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I'm in it?
Yeah, it's all right.
You're on it.
Oh!
He was really great with Dylan. Dylan's chilling.
Yeah, she's the best.
No, it's not live. It's just recorded. But then I'm going to grill. That's what we should do next, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, grill. Dylan is still knocked out. Because she woke up so early today, it was actually really good. I know. I'm just worried about if I should bring her outside. It's too hot, right? You don't mind if we eat inside, right?
I don't care. You're talking to me or her?
You see the shirts?
Hellfire. That's what we should talk about now, and then we can wrap this up.
That'd be great. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Stranger Things season 4? We're like obsessed with it.
I can't stop listening to the soundtrack. Look at this lemonade cup or lemonade spoon that we use. Oh, it looks good though, right? The table. Cleaned up.
See, this is why StreamYard needs to get their shit together. I could have paused this.
Yeah, StreamYard. Fucking get your shit together.
All right, so we got to keep these cans.
I'm actually feeling it in my head now. My head's throbbing.
So you had, what, close to 2.5 ounces for seven of them? So you had about a full can?
You threw, like, probably three more extra ounces.
That's true.
Which is probably a full.
You could have left them there.
Oh, you think I should?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just curious.
Do you want me to take them home with me and bring them to work, or are you going to take them with you? Did you give me like a plastic bag I can just take and leave in my car?
I guess I did this just to...
Just, I don't know.
Did we take a picture of the order? We didn't take a picture of the order. You fucked up.
You grabbed them. What are you talking about? I know peach mango was towards the front. Well, this was third. Radical Skedaddle. It's fucking awful.
The star, it was Star Blast, Power Punch, Nectarine, peach mango, Sour Heads. Yeah.
A whole lot of colada. And then Radical Skedaddle. Even though yours is.
Where's my phone?
Where is your phone? Oh, under the towel. All
right. So, this was the order.
With the bang with special. The caveat that Radical Skedaddle is my dead last and your number one.
Mine's number one, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap this up before.
Oh, yeah, real quick. Stranger about... Things.
Doesn't have to be real quick. You can talk as long as you want.
It's just, you know me, I'm going to get deep about it.
I can't stop watching like clips of the whole cast and stuff, like Jamie Campbell Bauer and like Joseph Quinn are just incredible.
Incredible. I saw a means to realize my potential, to transcend my human form, to become the predator I was always born to be.
So good.
And like, I've never heard of either of those guys. I've never heard of anybody in this show besides Winona Ryder.
Yes.
In the main cast. Like, I've heard of like Sean Astin.
Sean Astin, 100%.
That's really it. Obviously, nobody knew any of these fucking kids. And then who else is in the show? Yeah, like Joe Keery was waiting tables when he found out he got the part.
Joe Keery. Oh, I love that. Yeah, he was in a restaurant. And his friend, he was like, dude, I got the part.
Well, because he auditioned for Jonathan.
Yep.
And then he didn't hear back, so he moved on. He was like, all right, whatever. And then they were like, we want you to audition for Steve. Yeah. He's like, oh, the asshole jock. All right, I guess. Yep. And now he's like, I remember him because I saw his Domino's commercial before I started watching Stranger Things.
Wasn't it a Domino's commercial?
You never seen his, Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
All of his Domino's commercials were parodies of that movie. So it's like him running.
Oh, wait, it wasn't actually Domino's sponsor. Like he was.
No, he was in a legitimate Domino's commercial.
Oh.
Where he's like, you know, the scene where Ferris is running home.
Yes.
So he does that. He does that and he gets to the door and it's the Domino's delivery guy.
Oh, to beat the guy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I knew Joe Keery before Stranger Things from that. I didn't know who Joe Keery was, but like he was in the Domino's commercial. But I feel like I have to rewatch season one and two because I remember three because I love that fucking mall. Like I just love everything about that season.
Well, it's funny you say that because Tori at work, she's seen season one, two, didn't watch three, and went to four.
That's unacceptable.
No, it is. It's unacceptable. But then it made me remember how crucial season three was. Like one and two, of course, but like.
Well, it's the only season that's different.
I guess it's a spoiler alerts. You do like spoiler
alerts. Oh, yeah. I always forget to do that. Fuck. Yeah. If you haven't seen Stranger Things and you want to, probably stop watching.
Right yeah. Now. Yeah. But, like, right.
Three is very different. One, two, and I guess four.
I shouldn't say anything. But like people we lose in season three, right? The Mind Flayer ends up being a physical being entity.
But I like how season four, like the fucking Henry is responsible for everything. And it comes full circle. So it's always cool when you see like who's responsible for everything.
Season four reveals all that you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, 110%.
And then I don't know what they're going to do in season five.
But I think like shout out to like, I wish one day they could see that. Everyone could see that. But they're already receiving the praise. Just those kids are remarkable actors.
They really are. Everybody, it's like the most like, perfectly
Will one Myers of
the.
Myers deserves so much more credit than he gets.
Well, he was stuck in the Upside Down for most of the first season. So he really isn't in a lot of season one. And then, like, season one and two are very similar, but they're both really good.
But I guess the trauma he has to act out in season two.
Yeah.
And even three. But then it's frustrating because, like, you'll hear fans or people about the show that are talking about the show say, like, Will Byers fell off. He needs to be back in the spotlight.
He kind of did. And he was never really in the spotlight. The whole show was revolved around finding
his disappearance.
But, like, he wasn't in a lot of the episodes because he was stuck in the Upside Down. How would you rank your, like, top five favorite characters out of every single character ever on the show? Who would be your top five? It's tough. This is what we call dead air.
You know, it's funny. I think I'd go, I'm stuck between Steve and Hopper's number one.
Hopper, really?
Because, like, he even goes through dramatic change.
Yeah, he got jacked.
Yeah, well, not only that, but, like, I mean, I don't know. The kids are...
Ugh. It's hard.
It really is hard.
But I feel like Steve is
number one.
My number one.
Because you can really see his growth.
I mean, you can relate to how good looking he is. I wish I was that good looking.
But it's just the idea that, like season, like if someone were to watch only season one and then five, they'd be like,
well, is that the same guy?
What the hell happened in between two, three, and four? Or next season five, sorry, season four.
Yeah, he has a really good character arc.
100%. And that's like where I cling most in shows.
Like he and Dustin are like Stewie and Brian for me, where it's just like that's like the best part of the show. Like they're like, they're not the main characters, but they're the best part of the show.
Yes.
So I feel like Steve is
like, if we lost Steve season two, I probably would have.
Like if he dies in season five, I'm fucking riot. Like he cannot fucking die.
You lose someone in season five.
Well, who?
Someone decides.
All right, so give me your top five then.
All right, so I should go back. Probably so Steve one, Hopper two, I think, because he's like a dad, you know, and he took the place of how was it? He became a father even though he didn't have to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I respect that a lot. And then I guess 11. I mean, but then it's frustrating because I love the kids. I love Dustin. Mike is unfortunately relevant, but
Mike is a douche, and I don't care about Lucas. Like I just don't.
Well, it's kind of like asking like
he's like the least important
like ranking
of the kids.
like the Scooby Doo crew. You know what I mean? Like they're all like they all have their integral part of the group.
Yeah, they're
like,
all important. I just
it's like
Scooby Doo. Like what about Eddie?
Who? Oh God!
Who? We're just wearing his T-shirts.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm sorry. I'm thinking of like the beginning. It's frustrating. He's only in season.
He's only in one season, but he's like one of the most popular characters ever. And then there's fucking Henry, who's
shit. It's not that I forgot about him, but I'm just thinking back to like the way it started.
I don't know. I know Steve is my one. I'm trying to figure out who else.
I think Steve is my one. I don't think you can even incorporate Eddie.
Yeah, you can. He's a character.
No, but like I'm thinking of the core crew.
No, you can pick any character you want.
I'm limiting myself to the core crew.
He left an impact. Being in one season.
Yeah.
Like, what about Billy?
He blew my mind. He's left an impact more so than any of the other characters have, and they've been in the entire show the entire time.
They make you care about the characters. That's what the good writing does.
Yes.
Like, he was only in, how many episodes was this? Nine? In the season? Season four, he's only in nine episodes. And, like, everybody fucking loved him. I feel like he might be my number two, just because he's so fucking cool.
I think number two. It's funny you say that.
And like I don't know if he's probably I think Dustin is my two. I think Steve, Dustin, Eddie. I love Dustin because he's like the ugliest of the kids and he's the funniest. He's so cute, like I can relate to that.
Oh, you're so cute.
The ugly funny one. And then I don't
enough of that.
Who else? I don't really like none of the other kids. Mike became just
that's a very obnoxiously hard question.
It is. I don't know why I asked it.
Yeah.
I should have just said, who's your favorite character?
Yeah.
Who else? Who's underrated is Murray.
See, that's the other thing.
He was hilarious. Like doing the kung fu. So
hysterical.
Funny.
My arms are like spears.
He's so good.
My fingers are like daggers.
But like,
oh my God.
It's one of the best cast shows I've ever seen. Everybody, even the douchebag characters like Jason 100%. Were cast very well.
Well, because it's annoying.
Oh, right? Shit. We forgot to check the battery on this. It says battery. Yeah. Can you plug this in real quick? Could you imagine that? We're going to have to wrap it up real quick.
It's not reaching.
You have an extension cord, Andy?
Shit. That was a three prong.
It says you might want to plug in your PC.
That's like a fuck you. Oh, shit. Reach?
Yeah.
Clutch. Okay, cool.
There we go. Is it plugged in? So, wow. 6%. That was close.
That would have been bad.
That was close.
That would have been
What were we talking about?
I don't even remember. Murray.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
What was
it's hard to say those five guys in a row. Should we feature Tucker real quick?
Oh, God. Tucker is the dog.
Tucker is Demogorgon.
He's a Demogorgon? Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Dylan makes Demogorgon sounds.
All right, there's Tucker. Tucker. He's a Yorkie Catone. He likes to pee everywhere.
He's really cute.
I'm calling you out, bro. I'm calling you out.
Talk. Kind of stinky, but it's cute. Wait, what was that? Oh, see, you don't know Marvel, do you? The cat that's in the Marvel that's like an actual monster?
No.
No? Or like part of like a monster species?
Marvel's for short. It's like, what if he turns into like... To protect us, he turns into like...
What movie is he in?
The cat?
Yeah.
The one where the Tesseract is in it.
That doesn't help me at all.
I know, because it's in a lot of movies.
It doesn't help me at all.
I don't remember.
It's just a random cat that shows up in movies?
No, so it's the cat that gave Samuel Jackson his eye.
Okay. Yeah, no idea.
Not yet. I'm a terrible Marvel fan for not being able to dissect that, but yep, this is Tucker.
Marvel's too hipster for me.
Like
I didn't get into it right away.
Alright, there he is. So it's Steve, Eddie, Hopper, Eleven, because I appreciate her character arc.
Okay.
And then Will.
Really? I don't think any of the kids besides Dustin are in my top five, but I also don't know who would be four and five. Is it Steve, Dustin, Eddie?
I think Will's in my top five because of just how much of... Like, it's frustrating how...
Oh, fucking Robin.
Yeah, but like...
I love Robin.
Yeah, they're both... All of them are great. I think that's just an unfair question.
Well, it's not like there's not one character where you're like, that person sucks at that acting.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's like insane.
Well, because I always... everyone's going to probably hate that I say this, but literally I compare a lot of like how I feel about shows, I compare to Game of Thrones. And the way that it ends, everyone can... You can have a whole podcast about that. But just to set in the sense of like the first two or three seasons and how intricate and deep it goes, like the character arcs of people, that's where I would at least...
Game of Thrones is like
totally different.
I'll characterize it as a great show, yet it's still overrated.
That's why I didn't watch it until season 7 and 6 came out.
But it's one of those shows where people will be like, I've never seen an episode. And that's like the personality trait. Like, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones and I'm proud of it. It's like, okay.
110%.
I hate Game of Thrones.
No, really? You don't.
Yes, I do.
You just couldn't sit through it.
I'm very aware I'm sitting through like an hour and a half episodes. Like I'm not lost in the story.
Well, that's what good writing is.
No, good writing is.
We live in a generation where we want to just be able to be entertained for 20 minutes at a time. We can't sit there for an hour and enjoy a full story being told.
No, it's like an episode of Dexter. I'll watch Dexter and it's like 45 minutes goes by like that. You watch an episode of Stranger Things, it goes by like that. When you're watching an episode of Game of Thrones, it's like, all right, it's been an hour. What the fuck's going on?
Well, because you're not listening.
No, I am listening. You have to like concentrate to figure out, this guy's in fucking North Macedonia or wherever the fuck they are.
Well, that's why I'm smarter than you guys.
Fucking, it's just fucking no.
No, I think it's just, you're right. It requires a certain kind of connection.
I'm also just not into like the Lord of the Rings and that type of shit. Yeah, like it's fine.
Fantasy kind of
dragon. I would like to finish it, but I'm bad at watching shows. Like really bad.
I will defend to the day I die.
No. So who am I doing? Steve, Dustin.
Yeah, I laid mine down.
Eddie. I guess those, like, there's nobody else that, like, really
grabs
me.
You have to respect
me.
11, I feel like.
I love 11, but is she my favorite? I don't know.
Who else would be?
Oh, I do really like Max a lot. Billy was pretty fucking cool as the gigantic douche nozzle. Who else do I like? I love,
I find it very interesting how much they gave
too hard.
Her a role in season.
I guess I base it on who I'd want to hang out with. Steve, Dustin, Eddie, Robin.
You should have started with that.
Robin and I don't know.
But not the actors, the
characters. Yeah, those are the.
I mean, no, recently learned that Hopper is sober. Love that.
I'll put Hopper in my top five.
Even Henry, that actor, 7.5 years of sobriety.
Jamie Campbell Bauer.
You should do your voice now.
No, I can't do it. As good. I just do the bat. Where are the other dogs going? Like, this is just what my fucking Vecna.
That's a good impression.
My Vecna turns into Batman.
That's a very good impression. Oh, man. Yeah, that's mine. I forgot him already.
Yeah, I don't remember. Who did I pick? I feel like that's a good place to end. At an hour and a half worth of content. That's pretty good.
I think that's good enough.
So we're officially wired on bangs.
Yes.
We're going to go bang.
Speaking of bang, let's finish off with.
You're going to have another sip?
Yeah, you might hope.
Oh, I don't want any more of that. All right, I guess here. We'll sign off.
Yeah, we'll sign off.
And then when I get home tonight, I'll see how the audio turned out. I hope it's okay.
Do you want that much or want less?
No, give me like a couple ounces. It's too much already. Fuck you. What the fuck is that shit? I said a couple of ounces, not... I guess you gave me 2.5. It's fine.
The cup is deceiving.
You're deceiving.
All right, so signing off on friendship.
Signing off on friendship? Does that mean you don't want to be friends?
No.
I'm signing off of our friendship.
You're going to ruin the ending of this.
I just assume you're not going to want to be friends.
It's funny. The amount of times he probably thought I was going to cancel was running through his head probably since we planned this.
Because like I mentioned Hector, like he has family, so he'll have to cancel plans sometimes.
He has kids?
Yeah, he has 3 kids now.
Oh, wow.
So you're like literally like the same. So it's always
we're
like
both brown.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Both brown, super loud, like a magnet for fucking conversation.
Everybody?
Yeah. Everybody likes you.
Everybody likes you.
I can't relate. Yeah, but it's like everybody likes me and then everybody likes you, which is fine. I just don't know why I don't know why I picked you and Gabby to be my closest friends. You're the ones who are always being talked to. Always.
I probably don't need this.
No, you're an asshole, and we're gonna already wired. Signing off on our friendship. We won't be friends anymore.
It was supposed to be like.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
It's actually surprisingly good.
Actually good. We just created a Star Blast, Power Punch, Nectarine, Peach, Mango, Sour Heads, Pina Colada, Radical Skedaddle.
We should submit this to the crackhead that owns Bang.
That's actually not bad. I'm shocked. All right.
Well,
thanks for listening. If you listened this far or watched this far, let us know if you want to do want us to do this again.
What was it? The Hot Wing Challenge is next. Come on.
We gotta have something better than that. I'm not good.
So fine. Something similar to it.
All right. We'll just do a more. We still have like 30 more bangs to do. We don't even have every flavor.
So next time we'll do more bangs.
All right. Thanks for listening.
And bang.